Welcome back, friends. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna, and this is your Pensacola Expert panel, where we talk about pretty much everything from improving your lifestyle to how you can change things in your home and get rid of mold and not dust. We learned that. But also how to get involved in your community and give back and maybe do something fun along the way. And if you want to chime in the conversation, please feel free to chime in. 437-1620. I see you all saying hi. Thank you so much. It's so good to hang out with you. I appreciate every single one of you that tunes in and is faithful and lets me know that you're there. So let me know, 437-1620. And right now we are joined in studio with a friend of mine, Kelsey Hill. She is the communications director for the NECI Project. And we're getting a follow-up with Kelsey this week about a recent volunteer orientation. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you. I just really want to dive right in because we had y'all on recently to just put a call out to the community like, hey, we need volunteers to help us with an event, to help us with ongoing operations. And we're doing it together, but we're doing it within COVID guidelines and being healthy and keeping everybody in consideration when we gather. So I appreciate that as well. A lot of people who want to get active in the community don't because they're afraid. Are people going to wear masks? Are they not?
Yes.
Is it going to be clean? Those different things. So I want to jump back to the recent volunteer orientation that the NECI Project hosted. How did that go?
It went really great. You know, with any new organization, it's a learned process.
Of course.
But we had several volunteers come and we were able to discuss how to get involved, what the NECI Project is, our mission. We did a rebranding over the summer through COVID. And so being able to just kind of get regrouped and let the community know exactly what we're doing and how they can get involved. So it went really successfully.
That's awesome. And, you know, when volunteers come in, a lot of times they're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, you know, and having that opportunity, though, to be especially in person, because I feel like that's where the magic happens.
Yes.
We know that working together, that's where you're able to create relationships. It's kind of difficult on Zoom, although it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
And we're making it work, right? Make it work. We're making it work. But we want to also be able to have those opportunities to come in together and be able to find out, all right, hey, you want me to stuff envelopes? I'll do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
The beautiful thing about the NECI Project is not only is it a cause that everyone can stand behind, no matter where you're from, who you are, human trafficking and modern day slavery is definitely a cause that we all can stand up against and fight with and together. But the beautiful thing about the NECI Project and the reason I love it so much is it's an organization, a nonprofit that really stands behind an individual's skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
And a group of amazing men and women, but mostly powerful women and women that are everyday women at the same time, mothers, business owners,
mm-hmm.
Successful women, college, you know, success stories. So we're women that empower each other through this organization with our skill sets to be able to give back. And this volunteer benefit that we had to get volunteers involved went great because we were able to showcase just how, if you aren't sure how to get involved, we can absolutely utilize you today.
Right. And so, and like I said, there's different ways that people can get involved, whether it's behind the scenes work or helping out with the future fashion show that's coming up too.
Yes.
That y'all are looking for community members to rally together to help you, and you're working alongside other initiatives within the NECI Project, correct?
Absolutely.
So I do want to talk about that because that's where I know your heart is. And so I believe it's called Beyond Beauty.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? And so why don't you give just a little bit of background on why did you start that initiative and why it's important?
Well, Beyond Beauty really blossomed through becoming a volunteer with the NECI Project. I stepped in because it was a cause that I got passionate about and realized it was ever so evident right in front of me and in our own neighborhoods. Being a business owner and being a stylist and working with relationships and community every day, I realized some staggering statistics revolving my chair, and how in the early stages of the grooming process and sex trafficking specifically, the spa and salon industry is the number one targeted industry to bring in during that grooming process. And that's something as being a business owner and relationships that I take seriously really shocked me. So it got me thinking, and I was already working with the Nisi Project and helping out with the fashion show that's coming up. But it led to a conversation about how we can give back and how we can spread awareness in that field. And it led me to some research that there's really not a lot specifically in that field regarding how to provide resources and spot trafficking in the chair and how to correctly approach it to help that victim.
Exactly. And I mean, it's really important because it is so prevalent in society for education to continue. Education is power. We all can admit that. When we don't admit that, we kind of stop the growth process. And when you stop growing, you start dying. So
absolutely,
we have to continue to educate ourselves. And especially, you know, the salon industry and or esthetician, the beauty industry is vast. You have so many different ends of the spectrum, right? You have facialists and you have nail stylists. I don't know.
Nail techs. Nail techs.
That's the word. Yes. Oh, tattoo artists.
Lash techs. I mean, it's.
I never thought about
tattoos. Today's trend of independent contractors, the salon and spa industry is booming. But with that, as much of a safe place that it is, it can also be an easy target to bring a victim because most of us independent contractors are private led.
Yes. And so I guess I have to ask, are you going to be able to provide like a curriculum for maybe trainings that you can go to? I know sometimes because I have on top of you have several friends who own a salon or they're stylists. And so they go to different events that help them grow in their skills, right? So will that be an opportunity?
That is the ultimate goal. You know, in the last couple of years, this with my research leading up to Beyond Beauty and the idea for that, there's been a lot of more conversation regarding the salon and spa industry, particularly hairstylist. There is a nationwide textbook curriculum for hairstylists that most schools use called M'Lady. And just this past year was passed to have a curriculum within that textbook for nationwide to get your hairstylist license for cosmetology. So it's a definitely more in-depth approach for a curriculum, but there's still a lot of areas that can be touched on. So that is a really big step in the right direction.
Yes.
Ultimately, I just want to be able to provide a free informative training for anyone in the industry, whether they are independent contractor or they are business owner with employees. If you need more reassurance or more understanding on how you can provide that safety for your clients and your patrons, you can visit thenisiproject.org and you can click on how to get involved.
Yes. And I actually was about to ask that. Is it going to be a free curriculum, a free training, because a lot of people are, well, how much is it going to cost me? And are there any benefits with it? Like, will they be able to get a certificate that they can display in their salon or a sticker on the door? You know, you kind of see those Better Business Bureau stickers that we love. We love the BBB. Okay.
That was part of my dream, really, is to be more kind of like ADT. You know, I want to provide a stamp to provide not only people that, you know, they've taken the time and the steps to give a safer environment for them, but also for victims, because it will be something that as they walk through the Nisi Project and the Nisi's doors and the respite facility, you know, they will see, like, you know, if they're ever out again or back on the streets, or, you know, they see a salon and they see that they know it's a safe place and that they have the proper steps to get help.
That's really important to know. It's a safe space. A lot of times that's what kind of holds people back. They don't know, am I going to become a victim again, or am I going to be able to actually share something and get help? All right, we're hanging out with Kelsey Hill. She is the communications director for the Nisi Project. We want to chat a little bit more about the upcoming Fashion for More fashion show that we want you to get involved in. So stick around. We'll be right back. 93 AM 1620. I'm Jenna, and it's a beautiful morning here, about 10:19 in the morning. Thank you for joining us. We are chatting with the NECI Project's Communications Director, Kelsey Hill, and right now we're just trying to help them get some volunteers on. They've rebranded, they've done a refresh, and really bringing back NECI to the area and trying to shed some more light on the fact that, you know, this is happening in our area. There are people around us. We need to get educated, and also we need people to get involved, and you can do so from your home, social coastal distancing, or I didn't make that up. Okay. I have to give that to Visit Pensacola, but it also, you can get involved if you are a business owner or a small business owner or just an observer that wants to see that need fulfilled.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more how people can get involved in the Fashion for More show and what it is.
Okay. Fashion for More is a fashion show that's going to be taking place at Marcus Point on May 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. You can register today at going to the Facebook event page, Fashion for More. What it is, it spawned in my chair at my salon. I've thrown a fashion show with community efforts in the past, and past places that we've lived. My husband and I are both, we're military family. Mm-hmm. And working for nonprofits in the past has just led me to a lot of passions and led me here to the NECI Project. So it spawned in my chair talking with Sarah, who's the COO. And it's going to be taking place again at Marcus Point, May 8th. So mark your calendars. And we're going to be raising funds specifically for the NECI Project and the respite facility. And what this is a service that's been founded by the NECI Project. It's a new service. It's a gap in services that they have discovered between recovery and restoration for a victim.
Right.
And so the NECI Project, that is their mission, is to bridge that gap of resources for those victims so they have a safe place to land on their way to long-term recovery.
And if I'm correct, y'all are helping a couple of people right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
And it is very exciting. The possibilities are endless to get involved, whether it's, you know, in person by volunteering, whether it is, living a prayerful life over the NECI Project and how, our efforts can be obtained, or, honestly, most importantly, being a financial component to the NECI Project,
right.
Being able to give back to these victims does cost quite a bit of money. But with the efforts of our community and how the NECI Project has spawned the unification between businesses,
mm-hmm.
It is just a beautiful thing that we're watching blossom and unfold. So I'm really excited to have people involved. It's a blowout show. We've got powerhouse performances from Emily Mixon Dance Company, boutiques downtown like Indigo Denim Bar and Boutique. We've got hair salons like Arrow and Hair and Company.
Wow.
And Vibe Salon that are lending a helping hand.
So people
with
are
makeup.
Literally joining arms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, when you hear about a cause like human trafficking, you want to get involved. And your initial reaction is, I want to help. But then most of the time, your second reaction is, I don't know how.
Yeah.
It's such a big issue, but everyone has a heart for it when you hear about it. So
right.
We've got a million ways to get involved, whether you want to be behind the scenes stuffing envelopes, or you want to be making follow-up calls, or you want to just pray over us or pray with us, or you want to go to door-to-door and be more in person and really get the voice out there. If you want to help like with Beyond Beauty or the Red Bag Project, we've got ample ways to
yes.
get involved. And if you're interested in being a volunteer, you can visit thenisiproject.org. Specifically, if you are interested in volunteering for the fashion show, we do need financial donors, sponsors. We have a huge silent auction table that's just going to be a hit. We've got lots of things that are donated for that. You can email me at hairbykelseyhill@gmail.com.
Excellent. And people can jump on board just along the way. There's not
Absolutely.
An open registration time to become a volunteer or a sponsor or a donor. You can just jump in anytime.
Absolutely.
Correct? And the best way to stay up to date is through Facebook.
Yes.
And okay, so we want people to go online, look for the NECI Project Facebook, and you can find the event link to that page.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's I know that y'all too, just when I hop onto Facebook, y'all go live. I'm pretty sure you're live right now telling everybody, just letting them know, hey, we're out here. We're doing stuff in the community. We're letting people know that, yes, 2020, a lot of things were postponed. I'm not allowed, I can't say cancel anymore this morning. But a lot of things were postponed, pushed off to the side, wait for later. And this is, what is the date again?
It is May 8th.
May 8th. So we're a couple months away.
We are ready to break out.
Yes. And we're ready to come together in a healthy way. Oh, that's the other thing. Maybe you want to be involved in the COVID team. There really is going to be a COVID team in place that checks temperatures, makes sure that everybody has their mask or their shield and is comfortable. Hand sanitizing stations. You know, I mean, maybe is my idea. Maybe we can hand out, like, you know, sanitizing spritzers. Have you ever seen like, it's like not a wind, it's not Windex, but instead inside is like Purell watered down, and we can just mist ourselves. I'm just saying, it would be absolutely amazing. I'm going to come up with it. If somebody else hasn't, I'm doing it. Not aerosol. We don't need that in our...
See, we have a volunteer over. Need for everything.
Yes, exactly. Even maybe making Purell spritzers or just sanitizing different areas around there.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not beneath it. I would come and help and do that because we know we want everybody to be healthy.
We are taking every step that we can to make sure that this event is safe, but also fun. You know, after last year, we're all ready to do something that seems somewhat normal. But with that, we're taking every precaution that we can. But, you know, providing a virtual option as well. So with a discounted price, you can watch from your living room. You can have a ladies' night, a date night with your spouse or significant other, friends. It's going to be great. Still dress up at home. This event is Dress to Impress. Dresses, those ties, those, you know, it's time. We're all ready to get out and do something fun, but safe and for a good cause.
Excellent. All right, guys, we're chatting with Kelsey Hill from the NECI Project. Stick around. We have a little bit more before we wrap up, and maybe a friend will jump in studio with us too.
Shake, shake, Sonora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora, work your body line.
All right, friends. Well, thank you for hanging out with us. Kelsey Hill from the NECI Project. You have given us so much inspiration to be able to get involved in the community with Fashioned for More and just a call to arms. So if you're interested, guys, go online, the NECI Project on Facebook. Check them out. Find out, send them a message. Kelsey, Sarah, the team, Katie, they'll respond to you and let you know, hey, this is how you can get involved from your sofa or come on in and join the team. So thank you again. I really appreciate it and admire you. And I support your Beyond Beauty and everything that you do.
Thank you so much.
Also, y'all, we have Troy Uchauffeur in studio. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, party people.
He is going to talk with us in the next half hour about a free. That's free, y'all. A free event happening here. All right. So first, let's go ahead and say hello to our friend Mark Jacobs.
Did someone just say free?
Free, but not cookies,
wow.
Mark.
Well, you've got my attention. I'll be sure to be listening. Meanwhile, an announcement regarding area law enforcement cooperation is expected this afternoon. That's coming up after Fox.